This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Nova Possum.
There's a monster in my podcast.
They figured out how to make, because possums are ascendant. Talked about that a lot. Give them human hands.
Yep.
And then they're not cute.
Nope.
They already have little gremlin hands. Like, they're already, like, the worst part of a possum.
Well, the tail.
Yeah, well, the tail is also the hand tail, the long finger. That they have coming out of their butt. That is the possum tail.
Yeah. No. So give them human hands, and also give them, Guinness World Record fingernails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They end up being way grosser than I want them to be.
Tell me, is this the buffest trash cat you've ever seen?
It's pretty buff.
It's really buff. Like, this guy's rippling. Yeah.
He's strong.
It's a strong trash cat. But that is not his primary deal. His primary deal is that his saliva is acidic,
yeah,
rather, and it will burn through even the strongest.
No, you're
armor.
Right. The first time, it's an aspic.
It's an aspic. It's a gelatinous meat. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it in the illustration. Like, it's like bubbling and gross.
Yeah. I like
you
that.
Can,
good.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, you can tell this was, like, even designed kind of from the ground up when people hated possums, when possums were just kind of gross,
right?
Know?
Yeah, when possums were just were just southern pests.
Yeah,
yeah.
As opposed to now, so they're like, what if we made them have, like, garbage spit, and make them their meat poisonous, and just make them little monsters?
Yeah,
and just little shitheads. Yeah, I told you my recent possum story, right?
Yeah, you had a possum in the compost.
Yeah, yeah.
Which sounds like a ghastly euphemism.
The doctor gave me antibiotics. Just be careful who you wake up with in the morning.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, you might get a possum in the compost.
Yeah, and you know, the there is a transient possum family in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You occasionally see them when you walk out behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of overgrown planters on my property, and oftentimes you just see the greenage just rustling, and you know they're in there.
Yeah, yeah, they're just hanging out,
yeah,
playing possum games. One of the things I wish that about life, other like that, I wish it wasn't such a hell pit, you know, right now,
right,
in America generally, like, we weren't just shooting each other and violating rights and everything. If we got past all of that, it would be cool to start genetically engineering possums to be cute and good.
You mean domesticating,
like,
them?
Yeah, like we should probably start domesticating them, and then also like getting them to have fur on their weird butt fingers.
Yeah.
And on their hands, regular fingers.
It would take years, but I think it's an effort that would benefit all of mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about how space efficient a pet possum would be. You just have, all you have to do is have, like, a little hook for him to hang on. You know? They don't even have to take up floor space.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, hang one up in the shower, like one of those.
like a shower radio.
Like a loofah. Yeah. you know, and then just you go in the shower and you just, you know, scrub your boy.
Well, no, you scrub yourself with the boy.
Yeah. Just and, you know, you can look up online, you can look up pet possums.
Mm-hmm.
And they're exceedingly cute. Like, there are versions of this that are, like, so cute. They're wearing little vests. They got tiny collars. You know, like, we could make this happen in our lifetime if we weren't so busy shooting each other with assault rifle 15s. No.
I like the idea of cutting on assault rifle 15s.
Tweet me.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.